Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one championship.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Celebrate with Craig Karmazin this morning as we are regarding the Milwaukee Bucks and the Giannis Antetokounmpo situation. Giannis is still a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, Craig, and the entire city of Milwaukee rejoices. Is that where you are, given everything that has happened in the last few months?
Absolutely, but I told you it was all a waste of time. Like, think of all the... You could have, like, cured diseases if all the time you, like, talked about Giannis leaving. You know, we said Giannis isn't going anywhere. We knew that.
What should we have been talking about instead, Craig?
I think you could have come up with a cure for at least a major disease.
Oh, you're like giving us with the way AI too much credit. I know we have Dr. Chimura on our staff, but beyond that, I'm not sure that we are capable of coming up with a cure for a disease. Is there any other sports stuff that you think we should have been talking about instead of, what was the biggest story in the NBA that was relevant to Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of other things we could have been discussing, but there's no reason to look backwards now. We could look forwards, and in all seriousness, I was rejoicing and I was excited because Giannis has just meant so much to this community and so much to this team. And having him here, in my mind, gives us the best chance to return to the playoffs and being a championship level team, which this team has been for the last 10 years.
Yeah, but we're going to do this again in the summertime. Right?
You'll do it today, but like, again, that doesn't matter, right? Like, what matters is that Giannis is on the team and you have your franchise's best player in its history who is, you know, working at coming back from an injury and, you know, wanting to be part of the team. And that's what you want.
Do you think they're going to try to convince him to shut it down for the season?
I mean, I think that he is going to want to play, right? Because that's what he is going to want
that's
to
just
do.
Who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, you know, from the team standpoint, you know, you want to make sure that he is going to be healthy and he's going to be healthy long term. And so I think if the team believes that the injuries he's had, if anything says that the injuries he had are likely to cause, you know, the risk of something bigger, then absolutely the team will try to shut him down.
Well, hold on. I want to role play here for a second, Craig. I want to role play. You be the organization. Shouldn't be too tough. Gabe, you be Giannis.
Ooh. Who do I get to be?
Do you want to be Giannis? You got to be Goody yesterday.
You could be Giannis also. I have a feeling that the response is going to be eerily similar. Craig, what would your pitch be to Giannis?
So I'm not in a position to speak for the organization. I'm in a unique position where I can't speak for the organization. But I think, again, what we don't know is what the health situation is going to be. And the way I look at it is we're ultimately in a really positive situation either way, right? Like, so if as long as Giannis stays healthy, the situation is positive. Because if he comes back, and we know the Chicago Bulls aren't going to win a lot of games the rest of the season, right? So the Bucks only would need to pass one other team to get into the postseason mix, right? So as we said, there's the chance you get into the postseason mix, or if not, you end up with a lottery pick and you have a chance for a really high pick. So I think in either situation, it ends up as a positive for the Bucks as long as Giannis is healthy.
Craig Comerson's appearances here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy brought to you by Saturn Lounge. So you had mentioned, and I agree, Craig, that you know really for the last decade or so, the Bucks have been a championship-caliber team. Obviously, things have not gone their way this year, and Giannis had mentioned in his piece with Eric Name, yes, he wants to be in Milwaukee, but he doesn't want to be fighting and clawing and fighting just to make the playoffs. He wants to be fighting for championships. What do you think is missing from this team so they can get back to fighting for championships with Giannis?
I don't think the team is, is there. As you watch this team, and we're probably as constructed as a healthy team. We're probably a 45, 46 win team right now. I think that's what the projections were coming into the year. So I think, to be a championship team, I think we're going to likely need more athletic wings who can, play both ways, right? Like that's a thing that's missing from this team that when you look around, everyone else seems to have. Because this team does have a lot of shooting, right? It may be the best three-point shooting team in the NBA. It has a superstar. It has rim protection. It has a lot. So I think that's the thing that when you look at it, the team's missing.
Which gives you all the reason to tank. Because if you make the playoffs, you're not getting that player at 15, 16, 17, or at least not right away, like Giannis wants, a quick fix, because he said he wants to win championships. And I know you can't comment as to that, but I'll answer it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, what you don't know is...
So you're going to play as Craig. Okay, we figured out Chewy's role today.
Well, again, at 15, I think we know that Giannis was not selected as a very high pick. So there's no guarantees of where you're going to get guys, but you're right. Like, if you're getting franchise-changing players, they're likely to be in the top 7 or 8 of the draft, right? And like this past year, we saw it. Like there are 8 or 9 players from last year's draft who are franchise-tilting players at this point. Like the Memphis Grizzlies, best player on their team moving forward, was picked in the draft this year, right? Like Cedric Coward, like a guy who no one had heard of going into the draft. So yeah, the draft is absolutely huge. And I think the question, becomes, like you said, Chewy, as you're thinking about, do you have to win now? Do you have to win now? Like, so if the Bucks end up with the 10th pick or the Bucks up with the 7th pick, like, is that a pick that, you're able to put a player next to Giannis who, as a young player, can be with him and take on a lot of the burden for the next 7 years as Giannis, hopefully extends his contract and plays for a long time? Or if you get that 7th pick, are you trading it to someone else for that kind of established player who can help you win now? And that's why I think the summer is so interesting and being able to do things after the draft lottery, so you'll actually know where the Bucks are drafting, going into whatever roster building you're doing this summer.
Bucks are currently plus 50,000 at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to make the Eastern Conference Finals, right, Josh?
I believe it's to win.
To win.
They are tied
Eastern
for last
Conference
place
Finals
with the Nets, Bulls, Pacers, and Wizards.
It's probably about the same as one ping pong ball getting the first pick in the lottery.
Plus 50,000?
Or?
No?
Well, we need 2 ping pong balls. We need to get the first pick and the 2nd pick of the lottery, like for the Bucks to actually get the 2nd pick. Because
they have to
the Bucks. Yeah, the Bucks cannot get the first pick of the lottery, but I think if the Bucks do end up, if we end up in the with a lottery pick, I think, the goal would be, to come away with that 2nd or 3rd pick, right? So you'd need the Pelicans or Bucks to be first, And then the Hawks get that pick, and then you need the Pelicans or Bucks to be second or third, and then the Bucks would get the lesser of those two picks.
You know, every time I talk about this, Craig, I try to remind myself that we're all evolving as people. A lot of, you know, especially somebody with Giannis's mindset is always trying to evolve as a person, grow as a person. We have seen him be this, you know, top tier elite competitor, wants to be out on the floor. We just talked about the game that he got injured, how he hurt his calf in the first quarter, but still went out there in the second and the third and most of the fourth before finally it was a no-go. Do you think it is possible to convince him that he can sacrifice his immediate satisfaction, his, you know, the immediate joy of playing for what could potentially be a bigger prize later on?
I don't think it's about convincing him. Like, I think Giannis is really smart and understands. And I don't think it's, I think when people talk about the immediate joy and satisfaction of playing, I don't think it's like a selfish that Giannis is doing it. I think Giannis, you know, believes and has a hard work ethic and has, you know, certain ingrained beliefs of what, you know, what you're expected to do and what hard work is. So I think, if Giannis does it, it's not because the team is convincing him. If it's that, you know, he's certainly aware of all of this.
Yeah,
right?
But can he be convinced? Could also be from himself. Can he, if he's having the debate within himself? And again, no one's saying selfish. If he's having that debate, can he convince himself that there is value in not playing for the remainder of this season to improve the team's lottery odds to potentially put a piece around him that then could maybe bring that championship to Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think that really will come down to where the team is when his body feels like he's totally ready, right? Because he is very smart, right? And right now, I think what he'd want to give the team is every intention that he is going to come back, because I think that's what he believes. But if the team's not in a position to be able to compete for the playoffs, then I think Giannis would want to make the smart decision for himself and the team long term. So I think it really comes back to, is this a week from now? Is this a month from now? And how does the team perform in the interim?
You going to the Super Bowl, Craig?
I just left San Francisco and landed in Detroit an hour ago.
That's a
red eye. And I am in Detroit, Michigan right now, as I will be attending a dance convention this weekend. So that's where I'll be from Friday through Sunday.
Did you buy any 49ers women's sweatpants to wear on the flight this time, seeing as how the last time you took a red eye back, you ended up buying Rams women's sweatpants?
I did not make that same mistake.
Okay.
So I've arrived, and I will not embarrass Harper by showing up to watch her solo in 45 minutes wearing any NFL team's women's attire of any type.
Are you like me, Craig? The red eye is a necessary evil. It always beats me. There's never a time that I choose to take a red eye, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm really glad I did that.
If it was those international flights where you can like totally lay down, like I can deal with it. Last night, I don't know if I slept 1 hour or 3 hours. I have no idea. It's like, so I would not say I got a win last night versus the red eye.
Rarely do. Craig Carmison.
Going to ask one thing in regards to the sweats, Jen. I mean, you said they were women's sweats. Was there enough room in the crotch area for you?
He doesn't need to ski jump.
The only issue is around the ankles. So I don't know if that says something about me, but that was the only place I found an issue in the women's sweatpants.
Okay.
All right. Craig Carmison, ladies and gentlemen.
He's brought to you by Saturn Lounge.
He is, yes. Craig, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Love the guys at Saturn Lounge. See ya.
Love the guys at Saturn Lounge. See ya. That's what he said. We got to take a break. Be right back after this.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less. It's Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the big blocks from Miles Turner and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now at bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.